So, speaking of marketing people, coming up next, we have a professional. We also, I know, sorry, Chels. They're everywhere. Also, she just reminded me that 5 years ago, at our very first fan fiction show, so 2013, that was one of her first ever Your Stories, and we performed Call Me Maybe together. I don't exactly remember what the context of that was, but it was really special. She played the viola. It was real cool. Anyway, please welcome Marnie Thompson.
Yeah!
I was under the impression there was going to be a lot more erotica before me. So. To give a little backstory, so I wrote this story maybe about halfway through high school when I was at an all-girls summer camp way up in northern Michigan. And so Cosmo magazine was something that we read a lot because it was kind of contraband. Like when we would go into town, we'd be like, "Oh, what's the newest Cosmo? Let's pick it up and like take it back to the cabin." So we got a lot of really bad sex advice in that. But there was also all the letters to the editor that were. I'm pretty sure this isn't true, but I don't know enough about sex to combat it. So I'll just go with it and think that that's how things happen. So here we go. Oh, the other inspiration was Wayne's World 2, which I watched on the way up there. Garth's girlfriend. So yeah, it's kind of a fan fiction about Garth's girlfriend, Honey. Okay, once upon a time, there was a famous magazine editor called Honey Hornet. She worked for Cosmo and did the sex articles. This has not been edited since I was like 15 years old in real life. Wrong cut version. All right. This job also included collecting the letters of new positions that readers submitted. To do her job correctly, she had to try each position and make sure it worked before she put it in the mag. Because if it didn't work or was impossible to do, then the readers would try to hurt themselves. One day, there was a huge pile of mail for Honey. She thought, wow, I'll be busy for the next few days. She opened a letter that had no return address and simply said, Honey Hornet, Cosmo, typed on the front. Mysterious, she said. She opened it and read, Dear Honey, I read every issue of Cosmo because I want to know how to be great in bed. I'm single and would love to bang the expert, you. Sincerely, a male admirer. I left the phone number. When Honey got home to her penthouse apartment in downtown NYC, she called the number. It rang twice, and a deep voice answered, Hello? Hi, said Honey, cool and calm. This is Honey from Cosmo. You wrote me a letter? Oh, yes, he answered. So, who are you? She asked. Well, my name is Seymour Pesset. And I'm a 22-year-old, 6'2" man from New York. Well, Seymour, I'm flattered by your letter, and yes, I'd love to meet up with you soon. When? Tomorrow, meet me at 5th in Washington, 7 o'clock. Okay, she said, I'll see you then. The next night. It was 6:45 and Honey was walking towards 5th Avenue, wearing a short black flowing skirt and a tight legly top with the top three buttons undone, exposing the perfect amount of cleavage. On her feet, she wore closed-toed shoes with an ankle strap and 4-inch heels. Her blonde hair was down and fluffed. She waited, and suddenly a man appeared. He was tall, with dark hair brushed to the side. His tan skin was flawless, dark hazel eyes, a square jaw. He looked as if he'd just walked out of a GQ photo shoot. Seymour? She asked breathlessly. Who's that? He said and kept on walking.
Oh.
Oh, she said embarrassed. Honey? It's me, Seymour. She turned around and saw the guy she was to bang with. He was so ridiculous. the inspiration here came from a prop that my brother brought with me when he was going to boys camp. Okay, he was a skinny guy with pale skin. Although his face is fairly attractive, what really shocked her was that he had no legs or arms. Instead, he had appendages he fashioned out of plastic Halloween skeleton claw grabbers. Just a torso and head. Her jaw dropped. Well, he asked expectantly, where do you live? A few blocks away, let's walk, she said.
What?
Those shoes don't look very comfy. Here, ride on my lap. There's enough room, he said. Somehow patting his skeleton prop like a skeleton claw. thanks, but it's okay. You know what, Seymour, maybe this isn't a great idea. I mean, I don't know anything about you. If you have STDs or something. Well, just between you and me, I'm a virgin, so don't worry. Oh, but, honey said, trying to get rid of him. What I do is really advanced, for experienced people only. But remember, I read every Cosmo issue. I know everything. Seymour, honey said, seeing a taxi. It was great meeting you, but I've gotta go. Bye! And jumped into the taxi. No, honey, come back, he yelled, and sped down the street as fast as his motorized rascal scooter went. Honey looked back to the rear window. In time to see Seymour Pisse be run over by a speeding trolley. Oh, she then saw the handsome man from before walk out of a bank. Stop, she yelled at the driver. She ran out of the car and towards the guy. Excuse me, sir, I'm terribly lost. Will you take me home with you? 30 minutes later, she found herself stripped naked and hands tied to the bedpost with thick velvet ropes. Yeah. The man played very white softly and lit the fireplace. I thought this was really romantic when I was 15. He slowly took off his shirt and belt and got on the bed. Soon they were both panting. The man untied Honey. She found that her wrists were very sore, but it didn't matter, because the man flipped her over on her stomach and slid her to the back of the bed. He pushed in and pulled out a few times. Oh, she moaned. Christ. She then decided to use her favorite move, the diamond. Honey maneuvered the man to the center of the bed on his back. She gave him a quick hand to make sure he stayed hard for it. Then she got on her knees, straddling and lowered herself onto his stiff penis. she moved her hips around in a diamond shape, making sure it hit her G-spot enough times. She owed about 5 times the entire night. The man had about 15. She was that good. There was no doubt that he was very experienced, but so was she, which made it even better. The next morning, she woke up at the breakfast in bed. The man smiled and kissed her. Good morning. Who are you? She asked. Unimportant. I'm a producer for adult movies, though, and I'd love to have you perform with me. Well, then I guess it'll be business doing pleasure with you.
I was in tears for some of that. Clearly, at least Joe is very aroused. We didn't know that diamonds would come up when we picked our songs, but that was very special.
How about
Oh my. Well, I hope everyone's pump is primed now for our final act of the evening.